Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In a few minutes, military sexual assaults, MSAs, front and center on Capitol Hill. At the heart of today's hearings, should commanders be able to overturn the conviction of attackers? But first, charges of rape and the role of social media are at the center of a case in Steubenville, Ohio, where two-star high school football players are in juvenile court today, facing charges they raped a drunk 16-year-old at the end of summer parties. Teens, including the accused, took pictures, tweeted, went on Facebook, and a month later, the case drew international attention after the hacker group Anonymous publicized those postings, including this video in which drunk students joke about the alleged attack.
She's better than a doornail. He raped her harder than that cop raped Marcellus Wallace in Pulp Fiction.
Those social media postings have prompted calls for more students to be charged as accessories. Joining us from the courthouse in Steubenville is ML Schulze, reporter for WKSU in Ohio. And Schulze, as they call you, how big is this there?
Well, there have never been this many satellite TV trucks parked in Steubenville, Ohio. Even when a year ago the governor moved his state of the state out here, it just did not draw the kind of attention this has. You're absolutely right that social media has driven this absorption in this case. It started it in that kids took images of this girl, posted them on Instagram, Facebook, etc. Those were quickly pulled down. They were resurfaced by a blogger, and Anonymous, the group Anonymous got involved, women's rights groups got involved. Suddenly it became a question, a national question, that touched on everything from the availability of alcohol at parties, the status of football in small towns in Ohio and beyond, the question of what teens share and how openly they share things that you'd think they'd go to great lengths not to share.
Yeah. Well, in this case, some would say perhaps it's best they did, because we understand the girl was so drunk she didn't even realize what had happened until friends told her and she saw some of these photographs. She reported the incident 2 days after it allegedly happened. The photograph showed two people carrying her by her arms and legs. It does certainly suggest a rape had occurred. But what is the sense of how the officials in the town treated the charges?
Well, it gets to a question of status in a town where it may sound crazy, but high school football is one of the things that a lot of these Ohio River towns hold on to, because a lot of the other things have disappeared. It's always been important. The two boys who have been charged, one was a quarterback, another a star receiver, very key to a team that was hoping to go for its 10th championship in the state. And it was the kind of thing that a lot of folks around this town felt the town didn't want to acknowledge, didn't want anything to jeopardize one of its shining lights. The officials in the town say, no, that is not true. We immediately jumped on it. We tried to sort through what was fact from what was fiction. We tried to recover the videotapes and the other evidence, and it just took a while. One thing to be aware of is the Attorney General of the state of Ohio actually took over the investigation, because the local juvenile prosecutor took herself out of the case because her son plays football.
Yeah. Well, the accused, by the way, say the girl was a willing participant. There was no rape. But as we've said, witnesses are testifying, and there will be up to 60 witnesses from either side during this case. Many witnesses have testified that she was so drunk she couldn't consent. And the controversy over this, we understand, grew so heated that officials in Steubenville hired a private consulting firm and created a website to counter what they say is information, such as a claim that the police department is filled with ex-football players from that team.
Yeah, it drew a lot of black and whites in this town. The line was drawn, the social media saw it as the power structure in town absolutely uniting and trying to subvert the investigation. The townsfolk saw themselves as being made caricatures by outsiders. It really has divided a lot of the people in this town. What's interesting is so much of the stuff that has absorbed the attention up till now will never enter into the courtroom. There won't be this question of how available alcohol is to teens and the status of the football team and the status of social media. Those are all very, very interesting issues, but it doesn't come down to the question of guilt or innocence in a juvenile court.
Yeah, but on its face, it stands as a cautionary tale about social media. ML Schulze with WKSU in Ohio. Thank you so much.
Surely.